Welcome to this episode of Naked Men Talking, a podcast exploring naturism and the power of getting your clothes off. I'm Gareth Johnson. On today's episode, we're joined by Brent Cavalli. Based in Montreal, Brent is a swimmer and water polo player who has recently embraced the world of online masturbation. Brent, welcome.
Happy to be here.
Now, I want to start with the water sports. Have you always been into swimming?
Yes. Yeah. Since a kid, always loved the water, being around the water. Always felt like second home. When I was, I think, 8, my parents put me into competitive swimming, and then the rest was history, and did that for the next, 2 decades probably. Water has always been a very important part of my life.
And competitive swimming is pretty serious business, isn't it? But I was interested in how that might have shaped your relationship with your body when you're growing up.
I think it definitely helped me be more comfortable. I think when you're around people a large majority of the time and almost nothing, you kind of get very comfortable being basically naked all the time. And I think too, growing up when you're not at the elite level where everybody's got abs and everybody has that perfect body, you do see a lot of different body shapes and types, which also makes you feel a little bit more comfortable that, you know, you're not the only one without the abs in the pool. It was a nice little mix of everybody. So I think that also helps with making yourself feel more comfortable with your body, for sure.
Do you think it's almost like, do you get desensitized somehow to people's bodies? Like, it's just, you know, you see everyone in all sorts of stages of getting dressed and undressed, and you're in locker rooms and in and out of showers kind of stuff. You just almost sort of stop seeing people as naked somehow.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Or at least the sexual aspect of it. You're just like, oh yeah, they're naked. I'm naked. We're doing this. I think, yeah, when people, especially gay men, find out you're on a water polo team or a swim team, they have those porn images in the head of the locker room where we all had that rough practice, and now we're just going to have a gangbang in the locker room. And I hate to dispel that fantasy for people, but unfortunately, that's not how it actually is in the locker room.
That has never happened for me. It has never happened.
Yeah, it's never happened for me either. I mean, maybe it has for some people, but I think it definitely it just makes it, yeah, it's just part of what it is. So it's just less sexual, especially when they become your friends. You're you generally see them less sexual beings. You're like, oh yeah, that's just my friend. We're chatting. We're just getting dressed. It's not ooh, we're both naked.
Well, let's talk masturbation.
Yeah.
You said that you've recently discovered the online bait community. But before we get to that, I was interested in what's been your sort of masturbation journey, growing up, discovering masturbation. What was all that like for you?
I've been doing it for a very long time, like most guys, I feel like when you discover it feels good. So I think it's always been a part of my life for sure. Definitely more prominent at different parts for sure. But it's always been something that I feel like most guys, we do a lot of. I started to hear, you know, especially in recent times with Twitter and stuff, the whole baiter community and gooning and all of these things. And I was like, I've kind of heard them on the periphery, but didn't really know what they were. And then kind of kept seeing those bait world ads pop up. And I was like, hey, what is this? And why is everybody talking about it? So I kind of just clicked on the website, took a little browse around, and was like, okay, this seems interesting. Why not, you know, make a profile and see what it's all about? Cause I feel like a lot of things, there's many, many different genres and kinks and things people are into that I have zero idea about that you don't even know exist until you find somebody and you're like, oh, I've never heard of this. What is that? Kind of dove into it to see what it was all about. And here we are now, I guess.
But maybe contrast between the now and the just before now. So before you discovered online baiting, where were you at in terms of, you know, what was your experience of masturbation in terms of what sort of patterns did you have? Were you, you know, doing it by yourself at home, in bed, in the shower? What was it like before you went online?
Okay, yeah. Definitely more primarily in the bedroom. I like to be comfortable. If you have to do it in the shower, you can do it in the shower, you know, when you're visiting mom or dad or somewhere where it's not as easy to get comfortable. But I don't love jerking off in the shower. I just find it not as satisfying. And like, you're standing, it's just like, I don't know, it's a lot. So generally, like, I mean, predominantly the bedroom, but like around the house, the couch has definitely seen some action as well. And like fairly frequently, I would say like daily or every other day generally. Certain days, you know, with the weather change when it's warmer, I feel like that spikes all our hormones.
No,
So sometimes.
totally, absolutely. Were you using porn in that sort of dynamic as well?
A lot of porn, checking out Twitter, seeing what other people are posting. Really into more of the like, I mean, don't get me wrong, I love the studio stuff and it has like its place, but I feel like the amateur where you feel like, oh, that could just be like my neighbor or that could be. Is a little more exciting to me. So I prefer the amateur stuff. So I feel like that's where like Twitter and some of those other genres are kind of like more where I'm at now than like those big studios anymore. Just because, yeah, I mean, we all love the plumber story, but it's not not as realistic as just like, you know, oh, catching your neighbor jerking off through the window or something, right?
True, true. And so you talked a little bit about how you sort of gradually became aware of Baitworld, decided to plunge in, give it a go, set up a profile. And can you talk through that experience a bit? Why do you think that sort of connected with you as saying, oh, I've discovered this, I'm experiencing it, it's definitely something I'm into.
Yeah, I feel like I didn't know much about it. So Baitworld website was a very eye-opening experience of just like the sheer number of people that are into it, but also like all the groups you can join and subgroups and all the different interests that lie within it. And so yeah, I mean, I'm in Canada. It's cold 6 months of the year. I feel like we got to find ways to stay warm and indoors. And I feel like this was also spoke to me. I feel like we've all had those hookups that at the end we were like, I could have done a better job on my own. Like, was this
Exactly
worth it?
that part.
So I feel like, especially, I'm a little bit lazy, and in the winter, I'm like, do I really want to trek it outside through the snow for a half-ass hookup when I could just be in the comfort of my own home and have probably a better experience? So that's also kind of a reason it like spoke to me because it's like it's all online. It's like, hey, if we're not jiving over a call, we can just end the call. I don't have to like get up and like get dressed and leave your house. It's very a little bit easier in that sense. And I feel like people often too online are obviously a little more free. They're a little more expressive. They're not as shy about certain things that they maybe would be in person with somebody, especially like on a first meeting or like a second time chatting. So yeah, I kind of just like dove into it and was like, great, I do this on my own. Why not have fun and do it with other people as well, who are equally into it, and we can like build off each other's fantasies and like speak to people who are into the same things I'm into pretty easily because it is so very advertised on there. It's like, oh, if you're in this group, that's what you're into. Or, you know, a lot of the like, I'm also on Discord with all of this now because of Baitworld and the Discord servers. And it's like, yeah, people just post, hey, I'm this age, this is what I'm looking for. Anybody want to like chat with me? And you're like, cool, that's exactly what I'm into. And there's that instant, like, we already know at least we're into the same things and can kind of get it going from there.
And so just talk through the logistics, I guess, of how you engage with Baitworld. Are you doing sort of one-on-one cam sessions with other guys, or are you broadcasting to a wider audience in that sense?
I mean, I'm open to all of those options. I feel like often it's more one-on-one. And it's just, I feel like you can get a little more like intimate and more like into things when there's like less people talking around, especially I find sometimes in groups. I mean, maybe I'm just easily annoyed, but sometimes there's people in the group that are just like, don't ever shut up or like keep saying the same thing. You're like, okay, you're like actually like distracting me
Killing the
and not
vibe.
turning
You are
me on
killing
now. So like, yeah, exactly. It's
the
like, can I just mute you for the whole channel? So it tends to be a little bit more one-on-one, but I mean, I don't mind a little group cam sesh every now and then. And that's also kind of, you know, freeing and nice to see people to like let out that exhibitionist in you and let people see what's going on.
vibe. So, talk a little bit more about that. Would you describe yourself as having an exhibitionist kink? And is this the first time that you've explored that side of yourself, or is this something that you knew was in you?
I definitely knew it was in me. I am a little bit of an exhibitionist. I don't mind people watching. I don't mind I'm also like one of those people in the locker room. Like, if I'm changing, I'm not like hiding in the corner. So it's like,
People can
if you want
see.
to look,
People
take a
need to
look.
see this.
Yeah. It's like, I'm here. We're changing. If you want to take a look, I'm not shy about it. Go ahead. So I think it definitely was definitely already in me. And this is just like a very easy and comfortable way to do it. I feel like I've never really met anybody who's not, nice and like into it. It's not, as negative or toxic as other places could potentially be, where you might feel a little like less inclined to do it. So yeah, I feel like it's definitely increased my exhibitionism.
But in a very safe space kind of way, almost.
Yeah. But it's definitely always been in me for sure.
Yeah. Have you ever had to navigate any sort of real world reputational considerations, sort of as you lean into your exhibitionist kink and your bait world activity? Does it matter if the real world knows that you're into online masturbation?
I mean, in general, no, I don't care if people know. I think obviously you have to navigate it cautiously depending where what type of work you do and what you're into. So, yeah, I'm very cautious about it. I mean, I don't plaster my face everywhere. I make it, I'll share that when we're at that point with somebody or in a certain situation, but in general, I don't mind, and like I'm happy to talk about it with people. I think we're, especially in North America, we're a little too prudish about sex, and like, why not talk about it? We're all doing it, so. But yeah, I do navigate it cautiously, and I'm just like aware of where I'm posting and what I'm doing, because I do have a regular job. So there are certain people that I don't think I would appreciate my boss finding certain photos of me, but that doesn't mean that I'm shy about it necessarily.
And you were talking about how it's mostly sort of one-on-one, fairly direct sort of sessions with guys. What sort of connection, I guess, do you build with the guys that that you're scheduling sort of bait sessions with? Is that sort of encouraging each other to enjoy the experience, or are you going deeper with each other's fantasies, or what's that dynamic like?
Yeah, I mean, I think it really depends on the person, because like there's certain people that like we've really built like friendships now. Like we also just like talk about our day and like what's on for the weekend, and it's more just like shooting the shit, and then it's like, okay, now let's masturbate together.
That's quite nice though, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's nice that it's like, hey, we can like not everything has to
Yeah,
be.
we're real people behind the penis kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Because I feel like that's the thing I find I get annoyed with people when you go cruising or it's someone you've hooked up with who goes to your gym. It's like they expect that every time they see you, and it's like, I'm not in the mood every time. Like, it's not that I'm not into you, but like today I actually have somewhere to be, so I can't jerk off in the shower with you.
Is leg
Like,
day. I need to focus.
yeah, exactly. And there's some people that it is that expectation that every time. So it's nice to have those like, hey, how was your weekend? What'd you get up to? Kind of stuff. So there's definitely guys like that that I've built relationships with. And then yeah, certain other people are very like just like, yeah, let's hop on, let's masturbate, encourage each other, and that's it. Other people like to talk about fantasies and get more into, sometimes it's role play, sometimes it's other things that they want to like live out. So I think it really depends on what that, and I mean, I jump through them as well. Sometimes I do just want that quick like, let's just hop on and get our dicks out and have fun. And then other times I'm happy to like have more of a conversation and kind of get to know each other more and build up to like that more intense stuff that you can when you like know somebody a little bit better and you feel more comfortable talking about it with them.
I'm kind of fascinated by the language around the bait community, and I was interested in how you sort of identified. Would you describe yourself as a beta, a solosexual, a pornosexual? Where do you sit in that sort of lexicon?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I would refer, I guess I would say a bater, because I still definitely enjoy like actual sex with people and that. So I wouldn't say I'm like a solo sexual, but yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of learning the terminology. Sometimes I hear something, I'm like, what is that now? It's hard to keep up with what everybody's referred to these days. But yeah, I guess I would definitely say at this point, I'm for sure a bater. I enjoy it. I'm like on the Discord channels, I'm on Bait World. I feel like that is where I would say I probably fall for sure.
And you mentioned that you're still having real world encounters, real world hookups as well. But what about your masturbation experience? Is that purely online now, or do you have, sessions on your sofa or in your bedroom still?
Yeah. Yeah, no, still I've like met some in real life people from Bait World and Discord, which is kind of nice. So yeah, I definitely prefer the in-person. I feel like it's a little more fun when you're like in the room together, but so I'm definitely open to both. I feel like online happens a lot more just because like it's easier, it's more accessible, more variety of people, because I'm talking to somebody in the US or someone in the UK and can't just do that. Meet them in real life. So I feel like it's a good mix. Honestly, I'd prefer to do probably more in real life of just the like baiting aspect and masturbation, because I think there's that build up, and it's not that. I think even this has helped me rethink how I look at sex and everything, because I feel like we're so ingrained that like you get naked, you stick your dick in somebody, or you get a dick stuck in you, and that's like what it's always about. But it's like it's kind of nice when there's not that expectation, and it's like we're actually just gonna like jerk off together, maybe help each other out a little bit, but it's strictly like this is what it is. I think it takes off some of that pressure, and it shows you how to like have intimacy, but also like have that like sexual satisfaction without it needing to be penetrative sex, which I feel like a lot of people are into, but I think we're so ingrained, especially with porn. All we're seeing is people being like their backs blown out because they're being railed from behind. And it's like, oh, that's what sex always has to be, right?
Yeah, sometimes it's a Tuesday night. You just want something relaxed and low key.
Exactly.
I guess my final question is, if someone wanted to explore the world of online bait spaces, what advice or guidance would you give them?
I would say do it. Just dive into it. What I feel like, especially because it is online, you do have that little bit of a safety. It's not rocking up to an event on your own where you don't know what to expect. I mean, those events do happen and you can definitely do those, but I would say just get into it and see what it's about. And I guarantee you'll find a group of people who are into the same things you're into, even if you don't think that many people are into it. Like from what I have seen from like the groups and people I've talked to, like there is something for everybody, like always. So I would say just, don't be shy about it. Get into it. Everybody I've met is really nice. And like everybody's kind of like come to this in different ways at different points in their life, right? You meet people that are like in their 50s that just like came across this. And then there's other people who are like 18 and are like, I'm a baiter. I've loved this. And like the gamut of people. So I feel like, doesn't matter if like you're coming to this late in the game. I mean, I'm in my mid 30s, so I guess I'm a little late to the game for this. But yeah, there's always people and everybody's nice and like they're all there for the same reason. They just enjoy their penises. They enjoy talking about it, getting off with people in different ways. So yeah, I would say just make a profile, see what it's about. There's no commitment. If you don't like it, you delete your profile and that's that. But there's lots of opportunity for fun if you're open to like seeing what it's about. And it's not as scary. And I think we always see the extremes, especially like on Twitter and that stuff. So it's like you don't need to be into it to the point where like you're drooling and you're like, there's a place for that. And if that's what you're into, great. And like that's what gooners are and they love that stuff. But like you don't have to be one of those to be part of the like bait community, right? Because I think that's what scares people. They're like, oh, does that mean I have to like start like drooling on my dick and like just saying the word penis over and over again? It's like, no, you can actually like, yeah, if you're into that, awesome, go for it. I won't yuck your yum, but there's other people who actually like will have conversations and it's a little more than that. So, yeah, don't be shy that like that's the extreme and you think like, oh, if I don't do that, I'm not going to be welcome into it. It's like, that's like just on the spectrum of all the things you can do for sure.
Well, that brings us to the end of this episode. You can find me on Twitter at GTV London. Today's guest has been Brent Cavalli. You can find Brent on Instagram at northern_ginge, and his username on Baitworld is B Caves. Stay naked, stay sexy, and we'll see you next time. Bye.